Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, November 10th. South Bruce OPP says it has seized a large quantity of suspected cocaine. Police say on November 6th, officers executed search warrants at addresses in Dundalk and Clifford while the accused was taken into custody outside of Walkerton without incident. As a result of the investigation, police say they seized about 1.9 kilograms of suspected cocaine, $12,000 in Canadian currency, and a vehicle. Police estimate the street value of the seized controlled substances to be about $200,000. The 32-year-old accused from Dundalk has been charged with possession of a substance for the purpose of trafficking and is set to appear in court this week. The Canadian Mental Health Association Grey Bruce is marking 4 years of working with Hanover Police. CMHA Mobile Mental Health and Addiction Response Team Program Manager Ashley Timmerman says the 24/7 service in Grey Bruce has about 13 full-time staff to assist ER departments and local police services across the region.
They work alongside police. They go out into the community on calls with police, and they do follow-up calls and things like that.
Hanover Police say the clinician assigned to them has made several in-person assessments, follow-ups, and has diverted people from going to the hospital. Bruce County Road 19 is being designated as the Highway for Peace to honor those who have fought in World War I. The county says on November 8th, community members, local historians, and officials in Walkerton marked the unveiling of the road's new name as a tribute to the 160th Bruce Battalion. This battalion was part of the Canadian Expeditionary Force and had about 1,200 young men enlisted from across Bruce County. In 1916, the battalion marched over 25 kilometers from Walkerton to Chesley on the road to receive their battalion colors and banner before heading to the war front in Belgium and France. The county has installed signage about every 8 kilometers in both directions along the road to mark the battalion's journey. Bruce County is announcing the official launch of the Smart Commute Ride Matching app. The Smart Commute app is meant to help increase transit options by matching drivers with riders. The app was developed as part of the Transit Feasibility and Demand Study, which was completed by county staff in December 2023. Smart Commute was created to help connect residents of smaller communities to jobs and services, as well as connecting seasonal, service, and occasional workers to places of employment. On to national news, BC health officials say they have detected Canada's first ever case of H5 avian influenza in a human. According to media reports, yesterday afternoon, the Office of the Provincial Health Officer said a positive test for the H5 influenza virus was performed at the BC Centre for Disease Control's Public Health Laboratory. Pending confirmation from the National Laboratory, BC officials are referring to the situation as a presumptive case of bird flu. In sports, in the U-17 World Hockey Championship, Canada White beat Canada Red 3-1. While in the NHL, Calgary lost to Buffalo 3-2. Winnipeg beat Dallas 4-1. Ottawa beat Boston 3-2. Toronto beat Montreal 4-1. And Edmonton beat Vancouver 7-3. The Owen Sound Attack beat Kitchener last night in the annual Hockey Fights Cancer Game at the Bayshore. Fred Wallace has more.
Sam McHugh scored twice, including the game-winning goal in overtime as the Attack nipped the Kitchener Rangers 5-4. McHugh's second goal of the game came at 2:31 of overtime on a power play. Owen Sound has now won two in a row, and they'll try and make it three straight this afternoon when they play host to Sudbury at 2 p.m. Again, Sam McHugh, the game-winner in overtime, the Attack beat Kitchener 5-4. Fred Wallace at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center.
In the PJHL, Mount Forest beat Wingham 3-1, Walkerton fell to Fergus 4-1, and Kincardine beat Goderich 7-2. In the Ontario Elite Hockey League, Tavistock beat Erin 5-4, Saugeen Shores lost to Mento 6-2, Seaforth beat Creemore 3-2, and Ripley beat Georgian Bay 5-4. In the NBA, the Raptors lost to the Clippers 105-103. And in Canadian football, Winnipeg beat Saskatchewan 38-22, and Toronto beat Montreal 30-28. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce RE/MAX Realty Sports page.